Tabut Sakina. This was a box made of boxwood that was revealed to Sayyiduna Adam ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. This box remained with him until the last days of his worldly life. Later on, it was passed on to his children one after the other as custodians and inheritors of that box. It reached Sayyiduna Yaqub ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, and this box remained under the custody of his progeny, meaning Bani Israel. Later, it reached Sayyiduna Musa ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, and he alayhi salam kept Torah in it and he kept his possessions in it. And then it was an extremely holy and extremely blessed box, meaning whenever the Bani Israel would be in a problem, in a calamity, and they were being faced by a large number of enemies, they would bring this box in front of them, and this box would be a means of contentment to their hearts, and there would be an announcement, a glad tiding heard from the box, that Nasrun minallahi wa fathun qareeb, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall grant victory. This would be heard and bestowed from the sky, and as a result, they would be victorious. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, listen to an amazing wonder of this beautiful and a mesmerizing box known as Tabut Sakina, that whenever there was any difference of opinion amongst the Bani Israel, maybe there was a fight, maybe there was a dispute, they would seek advice from the box and the judgment would be heard from inside the box. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, glad tidings of the victory would be heard from this blessed box as well. The Bani Israel used to keep this box with them during their dua. Allah, Allah, Allah. During the dua, whenever they make dua, they would keep this box beside them. And by the fadilat of which, by the virtue of which, their supplications, their dua would be accepted as well.